This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, September 26th. Well, in the overnight hours, Tropical Storm Ian turned to Hurricane Ian as she now makes her way towards the Gulf Coast of Florida, shuffling cruise ship itineraries along the way. Currently, Grand Cayman and western parts of Cuba are under a hurricane warning, and hurricane watches have now been issued for the Gulf Coast of Florida. At the time of broadcast, ships from Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Norwegian, MSC, and Virgin have all announced changes. Most of these are skipping ports like Grand Cayman or Progreso and opting for Cozumel or a day at sea. Ahead of the storm, the Coast Guard said that all cruise ports remain open at this time, with potential closures likely within the next 24 to 48 hours for the Gulf Coast ports and possibly Jacksonville and Port Canaveral. Hurricane Ian is forecast to brush Tampa as a Category 3 storm early Thursday morning before making landfall north of Tampa. If you have a cruise coming up this week, stay in contact with your travel advisor or cruise lines. Things could change quite a bit. And after being out of service for the past 2.5 years, Sapphire Princess returned to cruising over the weekend. The vessel departed on a 10-night Mexico cruise from Los Angeles's World Cruise Center on Saturday. This is the first time Sapphire has also sailed from North America in 8 years. Before the shutdown, she was over in the Pacific region. With the return of Sapphire Princess this past weekend, it leaves Diamond Princess as the only cruise ship for Princess not to be sailing. Diamond is scheduled to return in November. And Carnival Corporation's Costa Cruises has made some adjustments to its COVID protocols for voyages in the Med, the Caribbean, and the UAE. Starting October 8th, vaccinated guests will no longer need a test prior to sail on most voyages. For Caribbean and Mediterranean sailings, unvaccinated passengers will be allowed to sail as long as they provide proof of a negative test within 48 hours. Of course, guests on itineraries that include destinations with stricter guidelines will still need to adhere to local regulations. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 7.2%, 8.95%. Royal Caribbean down 5.5%, 44.92%. And Norwegian down 5.8%, 13.55%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Monday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.